What is this?
What is what?
What's this BS?
Why is my baby not asleep? What are you drinking,
Dealing
Catherine?
With his disappointment. This is Krabby's.
Ugh. So
original
good.
Alcoholic ginger beer.
So good.
Yeah, the first sip's never that great. But then it gets starts to get real good.
Interesting.
You know what's missing though?
I can't remember. You have a drink you drink, right?
It's a shot of gin.
Oh, okay.
just a bottle of Krabby's, drop a shot of gin in it.
Yeah, so it's a gin and ginger, but it's alcoholic ginger beer.
It's amazing.
That sounds good. I had a beer last night.
Yeah, you did.
That was great. I enjoyed it, and I didn't feel that bad this morning.
Yeah. Well, it's just one.
It may be like not eating meat is lighter on my liver, so it can catch up to the beer.
Oh, is that
a thing? I have no idea. Okay. Nope. I'm not going to science this.
Good.
Oh, man. How's 2019 so far, Catherine?
Yeah.
I'm Hank Green, and I'm famous on the internet.
I'm his wife, Catherine. This is a podcast.
Together, we're about to look back at the last week in our lives and in the world by reading, discussing, and critiquing my tweets. Welcome to
Delete This. Bam, 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 bam. Wow.
2019. Catherine.
Ugh. Do you want to clear that out?
You didn't like that noise? Here's our top tweet of the week, as suggested by somebody who sent it to me.
Okay.
It's from Jocelyn. And she says, so my boyfriend came to America from India when he was 7 years old. Instead of singing Gave Proof Through the Night in the national anthem, he thought it said Babe Ruth Through the Ninth.
Great.
And I thought... And he thought, wow, Americans really love baseball. And now I'm crying.
Babe Ruth through the night.
I mean, what gives proof anyway?
Well, old syntax.
What gave proof anyway in the national anthem? What gives proof?
The flag?
No, it's giving
proof. The fireworks.
Proof. The fireworks are giving proof.
The light of the fireworks.
That the flag
is there. The rocket's red glare.
The rockets.
They're the bombs bursting in air.
Do they have rockets? Do they have air bombs?
What's an air bomb?
Explain the air bombs to me.
What's an air bomb?
It's the 1700s.
I mean, fireworks existed
Sure.
I've had existed for
sure,
a long, long, long time. They probably had some sort of rockets.
With air bombs on them?
It was like, you know, metaphorical bombs. Bombs. They're just...
They're fireworks.
Yeah.
The bombs bursting in air.
Maybe they were actually bombs.
I thought
because
that there
wasn't
was an
it about
actual
some sort of
war
battle?
Happening. Yeah. And so we were still
Cannon
fighting
bombs.
In the morning. So it wasn't fireworks. It was actual air bombs.
I don't know, baby.
I don't know either. I'm glad that we're here together on a podcast in 2019.
To say we don't know what our national anthem is about. Not super clear on the provenance of the Star Spangled Banner. Who wrote it? F. Scott Fitzgerald? That's not right. What's his name?
Francis Scott Key.
F. Scott Key. Francis Fitzgerald.
I can see how you would make the...
Sure, it's a three-word name.
Yep.
F. Scott.
And there's a Scott, and one of them's an F.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It makes perfect sense. So we know that...
Boy, I really don't want to go down here. Okay.
There was a rocket that inspired Francis Scott Key, and they had a red glare. Apparently. This article is written by the former curator of rocketry at the National Air and Space Museum.
Oh, well.
So you can go read that. Oh, boy.
Hank can put it up on the Patreon.
We don't have a Patreon.
I know. I'm just gonna start referencing
that,
our, like,
that's
imaginary
good.
Patreon.
Yeah, I'll put it up on the Patreon. This make it really confusing for people.
Patreon. Is a virtual tipping and reward site. You can find us there and support us.
It's a virtual tipping and reward site. Kyle Ashley says, hey, Tweeps, let's play a game. Tell me your age based on a famous...
Tweeps.
Tweeps. I know. We should just burn it all down. Tell me your age based on a famous event, person, news show, etc. from the year you were born. I'm Michael Jordan's 58 point game years old.
Tweeps.
Catherine, did you know that you and I are both post-it notes years old?
Tweeps.
Tweeps. Yes. Twitter people. John used to call people on Tumblr tumbly poos.
Arguably better.
In the long run, that didn't turn out well.
Didn't turn out great for him, no.
We are Post-it Notes years old. I was surprised to find out that Post-it Notes and us are the same age. I figured Post-it Notes went way longer back than that.
Really?
Yeah.
Nah, they seem like an 80s thing to
me. I guess. Yeah, Post-it Notes.
Yeah.
From Minnesota Mining and Manufacturing.
Oh, I thought, what's her name invented them?
Wait, what?
You know, Romy or Michelle? One of them.
Lisa Kudrow or the other one?
Yeah. I thought one of them did it. Is that not accurate? What's the famous... What? Come on. Could it be another famous thing from 1980, though?
Do you want a different one?
Yeah, I don't want to be Post-it Notes.
Okay. I'm Post-it Notes.
Yeah. We can't always be the same thing, Hank. What happened in 1980?
So you could be the death of John Lennon years old.
Aw.
Man, that's a bummer. Oh, I know exactly how old you are.
What?
You're something the eruption of kitties? Mount St. Helens years old.
Oh, yeah, I am exactly the eruption of Mount St. Helens years old.
Yeah.
That's the one.
That's the one.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thanks for remembering me.
I know how old you are. We're married.
Remembering it for me.
All right, Catherine. So this week started off with controversy on Twitter.
Wow, really?
And I walked into it.
Yeah, you did.
Myself. So I guess...
We have to talk about it?
It's hard to talk about the tweets without talking about what the tweets are referencing.
I know. Can we just skip to the Metamucil tweet instead?
Well, weirdly, the Metamucil tweet is in between these tweets.
I know.
Which I feel really bad about.
Yeah, you should.
I feel bad to Metamucil.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, Metamucil. But we talked about that Metamucil tweet last week, I think. Well, we definitely talked about it. I don't know if I kept it in the edit. But it survived and it became real.
Hmm, yeah.
From Hank Green, I just said this. I said the idea that the most interesting thing that youth do is sex and drugs ignores that sex and drugs were part of social movements that fucked up the boundaries set by the powerful.
Mm-hmm.
Us olds should not concern ourselves. And then like a great deal of time passed, mm-hmm. during which I posted the Metamucil tweet, and then I replied to this tweet. Us olds should not concern ourselves with how the young people today fuck, only how they fuck shit up. And if you think fucking with gender, one of the oldest, most established systems for controlling people, is annoying, it's probably because the power dynamic the youth are messing with is one that benefits you. And if you think that fucking shit up by saying edgy stuff to get a rise out of people and then claiming to be repressed when you get the rise you were looking for is rebellion, well, it is. It's just much, much more boring.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't get any flack, really, from this. You know, a little bit, but as to be expected. But yeah, that came from
some stuff
responding to Louis C.K.'s new comedy.
Yeah, can you use
set?
Sure.
That came out, and I didn't, of course, hear like the whole set. I imagine he did a whole set, but the jokes that came to my ears were real bad.
Mm-hmm.
Just not even that funny, but also just whiny and worrying that like.
Yeah.
Maybe Louis C.K. was just a shit all along.
I mean, I think yes.
And then I had this Metamucil tweet, which was an ad from Metamucil, where I said living a healthier life in 2019. I mazed right around the fads and pseudoscience, and I headed straight to Metamucil Station.
Ding, ding. Pulling up.
It's real good. I do use Metamucil regularly. Catherine can confirm.
Oh, yeah. He just... The sound of Hank Green consuming Metamucil in the evening.
Oh, man.
You know when it's happening, because...
I didn't realize it bothered you.
It doesn't bother me, but it is noticeable.
What?
Significantly. You have a very loud swallow.
I have a loud drink. A drink loud?
Yes.
Should I, you
especially
do it?
Especially when you're drinking Metamucil.
Well, you, yeah, I mean.
Because you're like just hoovering it in. It's like.
Well, you can't let it sit in the cup.
Yeah, no, you're not going to like sip it.
No.
So I understand, but it's like, take it as Metamucil. You're not going to miss it.
You can hear it from upstairs.
It's going to happen.
All right, this tweet is from. Was that actually from? Yeah, that was December 31st. This tweet is from the January 1st, Catherine. It's now 2019, and I said, it was that evening. I said, I did it. I'm so Sleo-y.
Sleo-y. Whoops.
And then I went to sleep.
Yeah, because we went to, we actually went out.
We did.
On New Year's Eve.
Oh.
Yeah, actually went out and had fun.
Mm-hmm.
It was fun.
We had a great time.
Yeah.
I did a Jello shot.
I was so sleepy when we left.
Oh my God. I was sleepy an hour before we left.
And I got there and I was like, time for tequila.
We arrived and it was like 9 o'clock and we were like, I don't know how this is going to go. It's like a half hour from bedtime right now. And yeah. We have just arrived at the party.
Mm-hmm.
And that was time for my top tweet of the week, Catherine, was 9,300 likes. Mm-hmm. Which I'm okay. Also surprised by. But I do.
Oh.
I feel like I have some things to say about this tweet.
Sure.
And why it did well.
Sure.
I've decided I'm going vegetarian for the first month of 2019, giving myself a reasonable, attainable goal. At least I thought so. It took me a solid 3 minutes to slip up and eat a meatball just after midnight.
It's true. That did happen. That did happen. We were at that party and it was after midnight and Hank was like feeling the high and he was like, ooh, meatballs.
And then I was like, dang it.
No.
I just ate a meatball. I just ate a freaking meatball. It's in my body.
I did it. It's in there. I mean.
Yeah.
But a lot of people
Everybody,
don't start their
right.
things until the morning.
Yeah.
That morning. But still, very funny. Very funny thing that happened.
Yes. So the reason this tweet was so heavily liked is that it like made the rounds in Vegetarianville.
Amazing.
And they all sent me like these very lovely messages of support.
Yeah,
and
thanks
like,
thanks for.
And like, it's okay to mess up and everybody slips up sometimes. And you know, like mistakes are a normal part of the process. And they're just like, suddenly like vegetarians, the moment you switch over to like making even the vaguest effort, vegetarians go from like being annoying to being like, the most friendly, actively supportive group of people in the world.
Oh, well.
So, like, and it continued to come in for days where I kept getting tweets from people who were like, you're gonna make it, man. You're doing great.
That's
and I
amazing.
Actually got a tweet from @vegan.
Ugh.
So @vegan said, forgive yourself and get back on the bike. Upgrading your diet is about long-term change, not short-term mistakes.
Upgrading
your diet, Catherine.
Upgrading.
And then
your
sent
diet.
Me an article on how to start up. I gotta say though, as a person who has started this process, the thing I am most not is being vegan.
Yeah,
I can't. I imagine it's that
like
there have been
100% cheese and eggs.
Zero meals I have had since going vegetarian. Like fewer meals than usual that are vegan. I guess I had peanut butter and jelly for lunch one day.
Most of our yeah.
Anytime
we eat vegetarian, it's not vegan. It always has cheese.
Yeah, or yeah, and eggs.
Not like, always. It doesn't right. always have eggs.
This
we don't
morning
eat, we don't
oh,
eat
no.
eggs for dinner.
There was cheese on the eggs this morning.
I did put cheese on the eggs this morning, but that's not usual.
That's not usual.
But that Catherine was a special made, Sunday morning egg.
Catherine made bacon this morning because we have bacon left over. From
I had three pieces of bacon left,
Christmas
and
time.
I was like, I got to cook this so it's not in the house because Hank's not going to eat it. So,
yeah.
Sorry.
And there was just bacon smell all over the house. That actually wasn't hard. What was hard was the brunch we went to today.
With the sausages.
Where it was like the only food was meat.
French toast.
And French toast, which I hate.
Yeah, I know. Well, you ate before we went, so.
Yeah, I was like, I got to eat before we go to this brunch because it's just going to be Meatville, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Slipping up does not negate a goal of eating less meat. You got this. I mean, they just love me. Victoria, like, audibly applauded.
It's so funny. well, I mean, you know, I acknowledge that they're in the right.
They are in the right, absolutely.
I just,
I'm weak. I just don't. I'm following what culture expects of me.
Mm.
That's all. I'm doing what is expected of me because that is... I'm hungry right now, which is weird because I had a very big dinner with cheese. PodCon is coming quickly.
PodCon is coming.
So that's what the majority of my time has been spent on this week and the week before.
Is coming.
And it's great. I've been, the guests are so up for anything and we're going to do so many weird things that I'm so excited to show people. Catherine, we've gone through most of my tweets already. So
that's... Wow, really? Whoa, what?
Well... I am skipping over a bunch.
You're skipping over the low points in there?
I'm skipping over like the ones that aren't, that are like, there's not much to say about them. Except that my son is very cute. Or like that I made a funny joke.
Yeah, okay.
So I'm excited about PodCon. I tweeted a bunch about PodCon this week.
Yes.
Catherine, can you sing me my song?
Oh no.
Oops. Hank, I tweeted at Bernie Sanders.
What?
I tweeted at Bernie Sanders, Catherine.
Oh, no.
Bernie Sanders.
That's almost as bad.
Bernie Sanders says, it may be, in terms of like the flack I get for it, worse.
Oh, boy.
Bernie Sanders tweeted, Representative Liz Cheney, daughter of Dick Cheney, yesterday attacked, quote, the fraud of socialism. Really? I wasn't aware it was, quote, socialism that lied about weapons of mass destruction in Iraq and got us into this horrific war that we should never have started. And I replied, huh?
Oh, that's the moment when you're like, what is this? What is happening?
It's just like, I could never imagine Bernie Sanders saying that because he wouldn't say that.
Yeah, right. That's not how he talks at all.
No. The badness of Dick Cheney has no bearing on the good or badness of socialism. And like, I don't know. People were real mad at me. They were so mad. They got so mad that I tweeted that Bernie Sanders' tweet wasn't good. And I'm like, just because a guy's got, like, my vote, if he's the nominee, I'll vote all over that boy.
Well, that's the same thing, though. Like, you got to be able to criticize your peeps.
Yeah. I whined a little bit this week about people calling it the dark side of the moon.
Mm-hmm.
We call it the far side of the moon because of how it's not dark, but it is far. The moon is tidally locked to Earth, so one face always faces us. We never see the backside, but the backside does have light on it, which is good because that probe that China sent has solar panels on it, so it's nice for it to get light sometimes.
That is, yeah, that's useful. Yeah, there was a lot of space things happening this week.
Oh, it's been a very space week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That Ultima Thule.
Yeah, why don't you call it by its number?
MU-69?
Yeah, they don't call it... That's like a nickname.
Yeah, that's fine. Either way is good.
All right. I don't know.
I'm a big fan. We got a twofer. We thought we were going for one rock. Turns out it's two rocks stuck together, probably for the last 4 billion years or so. but still, two rocks, two different rocks. That's good.
I really liked this Vlogbrothers video you posted this week.
Did you like it?
I'm glad you did that.
Thanks.
Yeah.
I mean, Nicole did almost all the work. Yeah.
I'm glad that you posted that. I think that was a good...
Yeah, Catherine knows that I made two Vlogbrothers videos this week, unlike everyone else. So
Yeah, was like talking about the other video he made, and I was like, that doesn't seem like a thing that you need to post this week.
Yeah.
Like, why don't you post something else that's more timely? Or
yeah.
Yeah, so...
Then I realized that like I had that thing.
Is that the name of the... Like, did you mean to title it that?
Oh, nope. There's a typo.
There's a typo in the title of it.
Well, you know.
At this point, really. Who cares?
It's, Vlogbrothers isn't about perfection.
80%. Get it, 80%. Yeah.
80% of the letters are in the right place.
That moment in the video, though, where you're saying that.
Yeah.
And Oren is like.
Staring at my face like, what my daddy looked like.
I laughed so hard.
I thought he was. Yeah.
For so long.
Oh, man. Nothing does as bad on Vlogbrothers as Project for Awesome recap videos, despite the fact that they're like my favorite
frickin'
thing that we
do.
I didn't even watch
that, Project for Awesome.
Yeah.
But it was still
mm-hmm.
very, very funny.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't understand it. It's always like that, though. Mm. It always gets like half the views of a normal video. And I'm like, it's so good. Mm. There's nothing not good about this. I guess people, maybe they want like a message of some sort, not just like outtake video.
Yeah.
But whatever.
Well, too bad.
Too bad. Bid Daddy
likes Bid Daddy likes pork rinds.
Bid Daddy.
Bid Daddy.
It's me.
That was good.
I like it on eBay. Really? I'm always on eBay. They call me the Bid Daddy.
really sorry I had to leave the office for that moment because I had...
you needed to go jump the car?
I had to go run back down to the parking lot where my car was stuck.
Yeah.
Because I had let my son play in the car and run the battery down. Oh my God. For the second time in 2 weeks, which is, that's the funny part, really.
Yeah, and it was the same guy who came and jumped it.
Yeah, it was it was exactly the same guy. And he was like,
what's going on with your car?
It's the same. I was like, ha, 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 ha. I did that thing again where I let my son push all the buttons in the car while it wasn't on.
And we did it again.
And then I tried to start it and it didn't do it. And he was like, yeah, you should probably not do that anymore. I was like, you're right. I shouldn't. I'm gonna not do that anymore. He wasn't condescending about it or anything, but I was like,
lovely. He was the nicest guy.
He was extremely nice. It was hilarious, though, and I did have to miss that part of the project for Awesome, which I was frustrated by, because it was Grace and Mamrie.
Oh, yeah. You are a big Grace and Mamrie fan.
Well, they're really nice
people. They're nice people, and they're very funny. January 5th. Okay. Are your farts supposed to smell different when you go vegetarian?
Oh, man.
Comments, Catherine?
Yeah, I would think they would.
No.
No?
But on particularly my farts.
I mean, I haven't really been investigating. I'm not like...
Yeah, that's probably for the best.
Trying to make that my... But yep. I mean, you know, we did note the other evening when they were quite... But that was beans. That was specifically beans.
It was a lot of beans.
Because you had a lot of refried beans and then more beans.
So people responded to this. It was, it was a 50-50 split on the responses. One was people who were legitimately being like, oh yeah, no, that's the thing. You know, anytime you do a major diet change, your farts can smell different. But particularly going vegetarian. And they said that it often initially makes your fart smell worse, which I, yes.
Can confirm.
That day, January 4th or so, it was like the tiniest fart, and then like the room smells like poop for 30 minutes.
Oh, yeah. Is that what, because I was like, did Oren poop?
Yeah, you like came in. Where were you?
I don't remember.
I was, you were at the grocery store, maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah, because you went to get cookies and it took you like 45 minutes. What happened?
It was 20 minutes. And I was looking for a beer and instead I got crappies.
Okay.
We were
a little drunk. I was a little drunk when I tweeted that, actually. I remember that because just after I tweeted that, can we sing Hank Green's draft tweets?
Oh, it's time
and for draft tweets from
Drank Tweets.
She said, that fell apart fast. Draft tweets from Hank. Catherine, I don't have any draft tweets from this week because I was too drunk.
Oh, my God.
And instead I tweeted, settle a debate. Is Buddy the Elf sexy?
Oh, no.
Yes, no. What the fuck?
Whose debate?
Me
and me?
No,
me,
no,
Hank,
you were not involved.
Hank?
No,
just Hank and Hank.
No, it was between me and Jonathan McIntosh, who does like cultural commentary videos and like video essays on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
He has a video that's very good called "Born Sexy Yesterday," which discusses a trope. Like Lilu Dallas is a good example of a character who is a love interest who basically.
Is a baby, like years old,
but is like fully sexually mature. It's also like Tron is this thing. It shows up in places. It's a good video.
Okay.
And I saw him tweeting about that video essay, which came out a long time ago. And I said, hey, I have a meaning to ask, is Buddy the Elf born sexy yesterday? Cause like he is a love interest. And Zooey Deschanel does, like, fall in love with him and kiss him.
Sure.
And then, theoretically, they, like, become married.
They do. They become married, and then they have babies.
And they have babies.
Mm-hmm.
Jonathan says no because, like, there is no sexiness to his character. It's never portrayed to the audience as sexy.
I guess
it's
not.
It's a love interest in the way that, like, Kermit and Miss Piggy are love interests. Mm. Like, it is just a...
It's just a plot point.
Yeah, it's not a... Like, it is not sexual on the screen. Mm. And he said George of the Jungle would be a good example of a male born sexy yesterday, because he is sexy and he's got his shirt off and, like...
Or Tarzan.
It's, like, still played for laughs, but... Tarzan, oh. Probably also a good, in a way that, like, it's not played for laughs. But anyway, I was like, but I think Buddy the Elf is a little bit sexy. Because I had had a single beer.
Jesus.
And I wanted to know. 8% of people agree Buddy the Elf is sexy.
I don't have an opinion about that.
That's not allowed, Catherine. It's Twitter.
Yep.
I don't have an opinion. What? You can't not have an opinion.
I abstain.
But generally, the responses to this were very similar to the responses to my my vegetarian fart tweet, which were, the best time to delete this tweet was immediately after sending it. The second best time is now.
Yeah.
Kind of response.
Anytime. Anytime now.
You can delete this tweet.
This one anytime.
Look, fart tweet is fine.
Yeah, what's wrong with the fart tweet?
Nothing. I know, but like half the people were like, why would you tweet that? And I'm like, are you ashamed of your farts?
Seriously.
Do you have like a fart thing? Because I'm 38 years old. I'm so over fart things.
I mean, they are gross.
Farts?
Yeah.
Are they?
Yeah, but I mean, like, you can't.
I love farts. Like, having ulcerative colitis is just like,
yeah.
It makes you appreciate farts in a whole new way. Because, like, every time a fart happens and that's all that happens, it's like, oh boy, that is cause for celebration. I've just had dopamine released. I'm in love with my farts that are only gas.
Yeah, right. Nothing else in that one. Hooray.
Do you want my last two tweets? This one has 5.3K likes. Catherine just found a flight we need for $51, and I actually want it to be a little more expensive than that, because that can't be safe.
Well, don't worry, because it didn't end up being $51.
Oh, really? What happened?
Well, yeah, it's just Allegiant. You have
you gotta select your seat and check a bag.
You pay to pick a seat, you pay to check a bag, okay. You pay to bring a bag on.
Mm-hmm.
To have a carry-on.
Yep. And then I read a little bit of an article called Marijuana Legalization Debate Prompts a New High in Democratic Hypocrisy. Because I was like, what?
What does that mean?
I'm so tired. What?
What?
So I read it. And the premise of the article was that if you pay attention to the science, smoking marijuana is not good for you.
Yes.
And Democrats are all about science. They're always talking about how we ignore science, but now look at them ignoring science, wanting marijuana to be legal.
Wait, what?
Because science says marijuana is bad for you.
So it should be illegal? And, like all the other stuff that's bad for you?
And so we want us wanting to make marijuana legal is anti-science.
God,
that was the premise. That was the whole thing. That's what it. That's the nail he kept on hitting.
Wow, that's fun.
So I said, this Fox News opinion piece calls Democrats hypocrites because we don't want to put people in jail for doing something, even though it's unhealthy. Is anyone even trying anymore?
Wow.
Is there anything worthwhile about tweeting that, like calling attention to the dumb op-eds on FoxNews.com? From Tom Bazile.
He looks just what you'd think he looks like.
Tom up to?
He looks like just what you'd think he looks like.
He's a commentator, a speaker, an author. He's Bush administration alum. And he's a Stony Point, New York councilman. So as expected... This sure is a guy I should know anything about.
He has opinions.
He's posted his Fox News piece.
He's a professional opinion haver.
An hour ago, it has 3 likes and 10 replies.
Oh, heck, Yeah, that was probably not... You could probably delete that one.
I didn't link to it, luckily. I just screenshotted the headline. Looks like all the people replying to him think he's being dumb. He says... This one says, it's like... I don't want to say you're a hypocrite, but it's unhealthy to drink alcohol and soda. Yeah, I don't think that Tom wants to make alcohol or soda illegal. That's my guess.
Of course not.
Like,
I bet he loves beer.
Drag Race this week, Catherine. I tweeted, just watched Drag Race All-Stars, and Catherine, and I quote, is not well.
Oh, it's not well. Oh, I was having palpitations, like literal palpitations.
It was a big, yeah. That was harsh.
It was bad. It was big. It was bad. I mean, like, I'm disappointed because I didn't want that situation to even be a situation.
Of course. Yeah.
I wanted that to not be a situation.
Yeah. I mean,
I didn't want anyone to have to make that decision, but I think the right decision was made.
Yes.
I
guess.
Because it was 2 weeks in a row of, like, not...
Not great. Yeah. Agree.
Not doing it.
And also, like, kind of the same hang-up.
Yes. Like...
Of, like, having a little bit of an attitude about, like...
Yeah, getting...
Overshadowed.
Yeah.
It seemed, like, counter to that person's personality, too, a little bit.
Yeah.
But I feel like I'm glad... Who won the lip sync? Won the lip sync? Because I feel like it was better to have that person make the choice.
Yes, because they were on the same team.
Yeah,
they're all on the same team.
Yeah,
instead of having.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. Challenges.
It was rough, man.
Whew. Anyway, that's
all right.
It.
All right, Catherine, you want to play another Twitter game that people are playing this week?
Yes.
All right. This one is from Many Types of Tea, who tweets, "Your Smiths album name is the mildest complaint you had about the last dining experience you had outside of your home. Mine is, the potatoes weren't all I expected."
The mildest complaint. Tacos last night. The mildest complaint I had was, it was too dark in the restaurant.
That's such a great Smiths album. Oh my God.
I can't see what I'm eating.
I'm trying to feed my son.
Is this a bean or some chicken?
It might just be a big glob of cheese. I think my mildest complaint about that dining experience was either $3.50 tacos shouldn't be that small, which is an okay album title, or that woman should have waved at my baby.
Oh, yeah. That woman should have waved at your baby. Like, what the heck?
Yeah, Oren waved at her like 5 times. He never got a wave back.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
You can feel free to share this or not.
Okay.
I don't know who the Smiths are, really.
Oh, you know... Let's listen to the top Smiths song that comes up.
But like, I couldn't tell you a single one.
Do you know who
off the top of my head?
Morrissey is.
I know of Morrissey by like reputation because people talk about him being Morrissey.
Yeah, Morrissey is the guy from the Smiths.
That doesn't really help me.
Okay.
Yeah, if I heard this song on the radio, I'd be like, why does Robert Smith's voice sound so weird?
Yeah, so like that.
So like, and they're called the Smiths?
Yeah. Why did you do that?
Okay.
Why did you do that?
Sorry.
All right, Catherine, it's time for some viral moments of joy.
Oh my God, I'm so ready, Hank. That one's a kitten. Oh, yeah.
That's all. Just gotta put a soundtrack on this. That's
you
real
know
good.
What that makes me think of is that that guy in the cat costume doing the just rad ass drumming.
Yeah, I really like that guy in the cat costume doing the rad ass drumming. This is also very good. It's got a soundtrack as well.
Oh my God. You teased my brother.
Don't tease my brother. Give me that.
You think the doggy's going to eat it, and then he gives it to his... Oh!
And then this, Catherine.
That's the sweetest doggy ever. You got to give me some minutes while I have feelings about this doggy.
All right. Well, if you have feelings about this doggy, you might cry about the next one.
Oh, look how cute, though. But he's just saying they're so sweet.
Did that to my brother.
To Twitter. Oh, okay. I guess I'll prepare myself to cry.
Okay.
Because I'm almost there. Uh-oh, what's going on? Hi. What is it?
Oh, there's four generations of Maz.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, it's super cute. And then if you click on it...
I love it.
There is so many of them. There's a bunch more from China. And then there's others from other places. This one is from Norway.
That's
sweet. And this has got lots of India. Oh, and the US. Or no, where's that? I don't know what that flag is. I don't know. I don't think it's US. And there's Peru and just lots of cute people with their four generation families.
Mm-hmm.
Ah!
That's so sweet.
Ay! It's very
wow,
sweet.
Wow, look at those ones.
Catherine, before we get to our last beautiful tweet of the week, let's talk about some of your tweets.
Did I have more than one tweet? Oh, I did. Well.
Yeah, you got some @s. You added some people.
This one would have been come out last one, but we didn't talk about
it. Yeah, we didn't.
We didn't talk about it. On Christmas Eve, I tweeted... I retweeted this video from Tool of the Day.
Yeah.
Which is a cookie cutter making machine, which if you haven't seen it,
Is not how I imagined that would go.
Oh, so satisfying. You're just like, there it is.
And then the guy reaches his hand in and I'm like, careful, buddy.
Don't do it. Yeah, good.
Oh, get that little gingerbread crotch.
Bunk. This is so complicated.
Yeah.
And like how slowly some of them come
in. Some of them have to go slow?
Just because.
I don't know how cookie machine work.
Yeah, anyway. That one's real good. And then I tweet on January 3rd, oh my God, only 2 weeks until PodCon. I don't want to be nervous, but here we are. It's just because people have expectations that they're going to have a good time.
Yeah. Yeah, I think people will have a good time.
And that's a lot of pressure, you guys, especially on a thing that, like, I have no control over. Like, yeah. I literally, like, we do this podcast, I show up, I sit down. That's it. That's what I do.
That's your responsibilities
so
here.
So maybe I should do some prep, but, like, I don't know how.
No,
like,
don't
how
you
do
prep.
You, like, I can't. There's no, like, we don't have bits. Like, I don't know.
Bits happen?
Yeah, but like, I guess, I don't know.
Mm.
But I'm just gonna make sure that jokes are on my team.
I gotta make sure I gotta call up jokes and be like, jokes, you gonna show up for me?
Come on, jokes. you and me, buddy.
Oof.
I know you've been called on a lot this weekend, but like...
Also, I have
who needs you?
I have to make so many podcasts in a row.
Yeah.
Doing three in a row.
Yeah, you're going to be real tired. Hank's going to have nothing.
And really have to do is make sure that... So what often happens is like the first night there's like a reception and it's loud and everybody has to yell at each other to hear each other.
Oh, yeah, totally.
And then you lose your voice the day before PodCon.
Right, yep.
So
yep.
What I really have to do is make sure that doesn't happen.
Yep.
All right, it's time to read a couple of reviews
from
our listeners. Catherine, this one's from Sarah in Kansas, who said, the best part of driving in a flyover state. Delete This is so refreshingly honest and genuine. I enjoy listening to it while driving, working out, and chilling in my house. Since I've been listening to the podcast, I have crossed the center line in my truck on a lonely stretch of highway.
Uh-oh.
Don't do that. Scared my cat awake and out of the room. Uh-oh. And had people look at me weird at the gym because I was laughing so hard. Wait, thank you.
Oh, okay. So these are good things?
Yeah.
Because like those first two, I'm not sure.
Why are you crossing the center line? Just don't do that.
How did I miss this? Said Sminking on January 3rd. As someone who spent years, years trying to fill the void left behind by Hank and Catherine gaming videos, I can't believe how late to the delete this party I am. Welcome! I was just wanting to play video games with you this week, Catherine.
I know.
I was like, ugh.
It seemed like this would have been the time, but, and yet...
Yeah.
It didn't happen.
It didn't happen.
Sorry.
We still haven't beaten you.
I know.
We're on last level. We're on last level.
We are on last level.
As far as I know. They sometimes keep throwing extra ones at you.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Well, that's what they did with this one. I was like, oh, there's only 8.
Oh, right.
And then there was a 9.
Right. Da,
da, or the other way around. I'm not sure.
Da, da, I don't know.
I don't remember.
Yeah.
Just like everybody else does. Is that the Smiths? That's the Smith. That is the Smith.
Oh, all right. That is the Smith.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, because that is not what I thought the words were at all. I thought they were, I am the sun and the air.
S-U-N-A-I-R. Oh, maybe it's a pun.
Maybe it's a pun, but I don't...
You know, not a pun, but like a double meaning.
I guess, maybe.
I just don't, of shyness that is criminally vulgar, I don't like. That seems a bit much. I am the son and the heir of a shyness that is criminally vulgar. To me, seems like a little much.
Wow. It's got that real good noise in it.
It does have that real good
noise.
That's
a pretty interesting. Do, 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 do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Interesting.
Thank you to everybody for sending in your reviews. If you want to see what we talked about this week, you can check out our show notes. They're at DeleteThisPod on Twitter. And if you'd like to send us questions or comments or viral moments of joy or Twitter games that people are playing or just want to ask us what the frick something on the internet means, you can do that using the hashtag Pipples. That's P-I-P-L-E-S. I am Hank Green on Twitter. Catherine.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Thanks to Andrew Huang for the use of his track Everything Will Be Alright from his album Love and Desolation. Thank you all so much for listening.
See you later! On December 31st, Birds Rights activist tweeted, Happy New Year. My resolution is I'm perfect.
Ha! Good for you, buddy.
That's right, Birds.
You shut your mouth. How can you say I go about things the wrong way?
I am human and I need to be loved just like everybody else does.
1985, I don't know. I think that John had a Morrissey poster on his wall.
Oh, I bet he did.
At some point. He definitely had a Robert Smith poster on his wall. There's a club if you'd like to go. You could meet somebody who really loves you. So you go and you stand on your own. And you leave on your own. And you go home and you cry.
And you want to die.
Catherine.
That's how it goes, right?